The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends, no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, which you are listening to. Today, we're going to speak about Imamology. Inna fil jannati nahran laban. Inna fil jannati nahran Today, Monday, is the 12th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Furqan, verses 73 to 74 of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا.
And those who, when reminded of the verses of their Lord, do not fall upon them deaf and blind.
والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from among our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes and make us an example for the righteous.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Yes, they are special servants of Allah, and as the general mercy of Allah includes all people, the mercy of servants of Allah is, from some aspects, general too. Their knowledge, speech, thought, power, and writing all function for guiding people to the path of the truth. They are paragons and examples of the humane society. They are counted as examples for pious persons. They are like guiding lights and lamps in deserts and seas, which call those who are lost to them and save them from falling down and sinking.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala
What is imamate? Imam means leader, leader of the Muslims. In the principles of the belief of the Shiites, an immaculate or pure imam refers to a person who is the successor to the Holy Prophet in all areas, with the difference that the Holy Prophet is the founder of the school and the imam is the guardian and preserver of it. Revelation was revealed to the Holy Prophet, but not to the Imams. They learned from the Holy Prophet, and they had an extraordinary knowledge. From the point of view of Shiism, an immaculate Imam does not just mean leader of the Islamic rule, but rather includes spiritual and material, internal and external leadership as well. In other words, they are responsible for leadership on all levels. They are responsible for the preservation and guardianship of Islamic beliefs and ideology without any errors or deviation, and they are the selected people of Allah. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the need for recognizing the infallible imam. At the same time, in some ziyarat texts, especially in the ziyarat jam'i kabire issued by the 10th infallible imam, Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam, whoever intends to pay attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must start this intellectual journey from recognizing and confirming the righteousness of the infallible imams. And whoever wants to pay attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should start from considering the infallible imams first and foremost. The case of imamate is very important in the Islamic religion because the Ark Prophet Abraham, according to the Holy Quran, was one of the important prophets, one of the major divine prophets who attained the post of imamate. In the Holy Quran, this is asserted in this way: إِنِّي جَعَلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا I've selected you as the imam, and based on a piece of hadith from the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two great responsibilities. First, he was the last divine prophet, and the other one was that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an imam. I mean, imam in the sense of, I mean, leading people, I mean, to the right way.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we follow the philosophy of the existence of the Imam. Spiritual perfection along with divine leadership. Dear brother, dear sister, we must seek out the goal for the creation of human beings. Which is the highest creature of the world of creation? They take a way which is long and full of twists and turns towards Allah, towards perfection, towards spiritual perfection in all of the dimensions. Without doubt, this way cannot be taken, and the goal cannot be attained without the presence of a pure leader, and it is not possible to undertake this way without a leader who is a heavenly teacher, because it's a way full of darkness and the danger of becoming lost. It is clear that God created the human being with their own free will and choice and gave them a conscious and a heavy book and sent his prophets to them, but it is possible that the human being, in spite of all of these facilities and possibilities, err upon the way. Clearly, the presence of an infallible leader will help to prevent the danger of deviation, going astray to a great extent, and in this way, all existence of the Imam is necessary to complete the goal of the creation of human beings.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
We are so happy you are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. We'll listen to it under the topic of the conditions and spiritual qualities of the imams, in this part, ethical and moral attraction. The Holy Quran says about the Holy Prophet in chapter 3, verse 159, "It is part of the mercy of Allah that you deal gently with them. Were you to be severe or harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about thee." Not only the Holy Prophet, but the Imam and any leader of society is in need of goodness so that the people are magnetized towards him. Without doubt, any kind of harshness and evil intentions towards the people for the Prophet and the Imam is a great defect, and they are free from any such defect. Otherwise, many of the philosophies of existence would not be fulfilled.
Sheikh al-Mufid states that all imamis, or 12 or Shiites, are in agreement that it is necessary for there to be an imam at all times, or a divine guide at all times, who may be taken as a proof by God before his creation, and that the imam's existence results in the complete benefit of religion. In addition to divine grace, this notion is supported by the Quranic verse, quote, "For every nation or people there is a guide." Thus, the imam functions as the divine guide. And there can never be a time on earth until the end of times without the existence of an imam. Therefore, 12er Shiites have argued for the characteristics of the imam as being similar to those of the prophets or the messenger. The only major difference is that the imam does not receive divine revelations, or al-wahi, but acquires his knowledge through an intermediary, that is, immediately from the prophet or messenger himself, or from the preceding imam, ultimately ending in the prophet or messenger. Thus, since the imam's function is essentially the same as that of the prophet, and he is considered his successor, the imam is considered to possess the same qualifications or characteristics as the prophet. That is to say, the imam must, 1, be immune from all sins and error-free, ma'soom. Number 2, that he must be superior, al-afdal, in his knowledge and his virtues over the people of his time. And number 3, he must possess all noble virtues and no moral or physical defects. These characteristics must extend from the moment of his birth all the way until his death. Finally, the imam must also be explicitly appointed by the prophet or messenger, or by his inerrant predecessor. That is to say, the imam cannot be chosen by the people in the same way that the prophet or the messenger is not chosen by the people. Now, must the imam necessarily be able to perform miracles like the prophets? Here, there is a difference of opinion, with most 12er Shiite scholars suggesting that, while it is certainly possible that God may allow an imam to perform a miracle, this is not necessary, since what is necessary and sufficient is the explicit appointment or designation, a nas, of the imam by God through the prophet. As their name suggests, 12er Shiites believe in the existence of 12 successive imams after the Prophet Muhammad. The first imam is Ali ibn Abi Talib, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, followed by his two sons, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, followed by 9 successive descendants from Al-Husayn, the 12th and last of which is Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi.
Time flies so fast. That is the end of this episode of today's special from IRB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we rejoin you on another episode and another interesting topic. Till then, have a nice time. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, on the threshold of the birthday anniversary of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the first infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, let us contemplate on a brief but bright aphorism from him. People perish due to two things, fear of poverty and seeking of pride.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the free person, the free-spirited person, the free thinker. Freedom is one of those virtues which everybody loves, right? But we rarely is it that somebody can provide a proper definition of for what freedom is. So these traditions are good in the sense that they kind of clarify what exactly freedom is, or a free-spirited person is, or a free person is in the eyes of Islam. The Imam alayhi salam says, "The free is free in all his states," meaning he's not free in certain situations and he acts like a slave in other situations. No, he's free in all situations. When he is inflicted by calamity, he shows patience. This is one of his characteristics. He doesn't become enslaved in the situation and caught up in the situation and loses patience. No, he remains patient in this situation when he's afflicted by calamity. When afflictions bear down on him, they do not break him. They do not break him. And he doesn't lose control of himself when he's afflicted by calamity. Even though he be taken in captivity, this person, the calamity may be such that he may become enslaved by a person. He may be controlled by a person. He may fall under the power of a person. But this does not break him. He still retains his free-spiritedness. He retains his nobility and his honor in such a situation. Even though he may be taken in captivity or defeated, and his prosperity turns into poverty, he may be prosperous and become poor, but that doesn't mean that he becomes a slave of a person or submits to a person and loses his free-spiritedness. No, he remains free-spirited and he remains noble and it retains his nobility in such situations. The Prophet, the Imam alayhi salam, refers to one of the prophets, one of the divine prophets, the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. The Imam says, just like the truthful, trustworthy Prophet Yusuf, blessings of Allah be upon him, whose freedom was not affected even when he was enslaved, defeated, and captivated. But we all know the story of the Prophet Yusuf. He was sold into slavery, right? He became a slave of the Pharaoh. He became a slave of an Egyptian, and an Egyptian governor, but he still was free spirited. He became a prisoner in a jail, right? Because he was accused of an evil deed. But at the same time, when he was in the prison, he remained a free spirit. He remained a noble. He retained his nobility in such a situation, right? So the main thing that the Imam alayhi salam is alluding to is the true free-spirited person is the one who's not just free when he's prosperous and happy, right? He retains his characteristic of being free even in unbecoming and difficult situations. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the distinguishing trait of the free in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآله
محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله and welcome back to our Quranic sessions. Let's read and recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with students of Xavier International School and also the Xavier International Schools Network. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, inshallah. Okay. So thank you so much, dear brothers and students, for joining us. Inshallah. God willing, today we will be talking about the last topic in our level 1 of learn how to read the Quran Kareem, okay? Inshallah, from the coming sessions, we will go on and start the level 2 of our Quranic lessons, okay, inshallah? This is the last topic in our level 1, and before we go and start, let's recite a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I hope this series of Quranic sessions must have been influential and beneficial for you in terms of learning the Quranic Kareem. So, once again, I will repeat the topics that we practiced and covered in this level 1 of our Learn How to Read Quran Kareem. So if you have missed any of the sessions, you can practice them, okay? You can ask us, and you can also listen to the audios that we had already recorded, yes? So we talked about at the very beginning of this Quranic sessions, we started with the foundation of the language, which was the alphabet letters, yes?
Yeah.
We talked about the pronunciations. We learned them, alhamdulillah, and also the different forms of them, yes? Then we started the short vowels sounds and also long vowel sounds, yes? And also mad letters. Then we started covering tanween, three different types of tanweens we have. And then the sukun we started, right?
Yeah.
And tashdeed. And after that...
No, we didn't tashdeed.
Tashdeed, we didn't do?
No, we did.
Ashadda, I mean.
Ashadda. Oh.
Ashadda is the same as tashdeed, okay. So, then, alhamdulillah, these were the very important and basic subjects or topics of learn how to read the Quran Karim. So, dear students, remember that there are certain letters, okay, that you have to pay attention to them while reading the Quran Karim. So, two groups we have, moon letters and sun letters. So we talk about them and when we meet an alif and a lam, okay? Alif, lam. When we meet alif, lam, we have to pay attention to the letter that comes after it. Yeah. So 14 letters are there. 14 letters are there, which are sun letters and 14 letters, moon letters. Let's read them, okay? How many? Dal, dal, ra, za, sin, shin, sad, dad, ta, la. 10 here, one after another. Starts from dal, ends in wa. So then, 11. Ba, ta, ta, and
tha.
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 So 12. Next one, lama and noon. That's the rest of the letters, okay? It's easy. The rest of the letters are Qamari letters. Hamza is as well there. So what are the rest of the letters?
Alamos.
Hamza, Hamza, ba, yeah? Hamza, ba, jim, ha, ha, ayn, ghayn, fa, qaf, kaf, lam, no, mim, waw, ha,
ya,
yeah.
It does everything.
Yes. So remember, one group, if you remember, the rest are there, okay?
Yeah.
So inshallah. So what is the rule? The rule is this.
We don't read.
That if you meet, if you have, I mean, if you have one of the Shamsi letters after Alif and Lam, you don't have to read that Lam. You have to skip that Lam. Eat it.
Yeah,
okay? If you have Qamari letters or the moon letters, you have to
vomit.
Put a sukun on the top of Lam, answer. Okay? You have to pronounce it. You don't have to skip it, okay?
Yeah.
So, one more thing. How should, sometimes you forget. How should I guess? Yes.
But if we have Alif Lam and we have Tashdeed, it's...
Tashdeed on the top of the the letter after Alif Lam.
Yeah, it's Shamsi. And if we don't have Tashdeed,
and we have a sukun on Lam.
And sukun on Lam, it will be Qamari.
Yeah. So great. So Suratul Takwir. Suratul Takwir. Suratul Takwir it is. So ta is from the Shamsi letters, yeah? Well, I skip that Lam. Suratul Takwir, I don't say.
I'm reading.
Suratul Takwir. All right, Minhal Hussein?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Surah Al-Takwir, recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
So Surah Al-Takwir, inshallah, we will practice the Shamsi letters and Qamari letters, or the sun letters and the moon letters. Remember that inshallah, when we practice this, as we practice Muhammad Yahya and Mahdi, as we practice these groups of letters, okay, this rule, inshallah I will tell you the other topic that I told you, yes?
Yeah.
How to improve our reading.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So Surah Al-Takwir is there. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Let's practice. Yeah, one by one. Okay. Qalbun bil haqq ta'allaq wa bi gharih ra'a ta'allaq yabki yas'alu khaliqahu fa ataahu al-wahy fa ashraq iqra iqra.
Let's recite the Quran.
Iqra iqra.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Okay. بالله من الشيطان. Sheen after alif lam. الشيطان. Al shaytan it is, yes?
It's not al shay. Al ba.
Yeah. So alif lam, then we have sheen. Is it shamsi letter or qamari?
It's shamsi.
Shamsi. So min al shaytan. You don't say min al shaytan al rajim. So once again, a'udhu billahi min al shaytan al rajim.
A'udhu billahi min al shaytan al rajim.
Okay, page 586. 586. Surah At-Takwir, chapter. Or Juz 30 of the Quran. The Shamsu Kuwirat. Yes? Abdul Basit has a good recital.
I have read the surah, not the whole, like till 19 with Abdul Basit.
Oh, okay. So, do you know how to recite?
Yes.
That's great. We'll use from you. Okay, we'll listen to you, inshallah. So, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Okay. Itha, then we have Alif Lam, then we have Sheen.
Itha
Sheen. So, Sheen is the sand letter.
Yeah.
So, you have to skip that Lam. Itha, you have to connect Itha, Itha with Sheen.
Itha Shamsu Kuwirat.
إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ.
Okay. وَإِذَا أَلِفْ لَام then نُون. نُون is again from sun letters. You have to join, connect إِذَا with نُون.
وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ.
وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ.
أحسن. وَإِذَا Alif Lam, then Jim. Is Jim from the sun letters?
No.
The moon letters, right, Minhal? Okay, so we have to pronounce that Lam. Ahsan, you have to connect Iza with Lam.
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ.
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ.
MashaAllah. وَإِذَا Alif Lam, then Ayn. Ayn is from the moon letters. So you have to pronounce that Lam.
Sir, sun letter, no, day letters and night letters. This is from night.
وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ.
وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ.
أحسنت. Next one, وَإِذَا أَلِفْ لَام وَاوْ.
And wow is from
moon letters. Yes. Letters. Okay, how do you say it, Minhal Hussain?
وَإِذَا إِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ.
وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ.
أحسن. وَإِذَا, next ayah, أَلِفْ لَام and ba. Ba again from the moon letters.
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ.
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ.
أحسنت. Next ayah, وَإِذَا أَلِفْ لَامْ
نُون.
Sun letters?
Sun.
Sun.
Day letter.
Oh, yeah. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ.
I told you, if you forgot, okay? Look at the noon. If it has a tashdeed, that's the sun letter. So how do you say it?
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ.
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ.
أحسنت. Next ayah, وَإِذَا أَلِفْ لَامْ.
Meme is from noon letter.
Meme from? Moon letter. Moon letter. Meme moon letter, okay? Understood?
Yes.
Okay. So,
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ.
أحسن. So, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
أحسن.
Sir, this is sun letter. Which one?
Yeah, wait, that's Alif Lam Swad. So one by one, I will ask you, okay? So Minhal Hussein, you said that's okay. It is sun letter, okay? After this, don't say I will ask you, okay?
Okay.
Let me see who has memorized them. So Wa'idha Alif Lam Swad. Swad is from the
sun letter.
Sun letter. Dad, brother of Swad, the twin brother is as well.
Yes, it's also from sun.
Yeah.
But it has one. But it has one dot.
You don't say walal dalin. Walal no. Walal dalin. Right? So, wa idha suhuf nushirat.
Wa idha suhuf nushirat.
Ahsan. Wa idha alif lam, then sin we have, right?
Yeah.
Sin is from? Sun letter. Sun? Twin brother of Sheen.
You were asking.
Okay, that's okay, no problem. Wa idha samaa'un kunshitat.
Wa idha samaa'un kunshitat.
Ahsan. Let's recite a salawat. After salawat, we will come back. But before salawat, we will give thanks to IRIB English Radio and not him.
And Sayyid Muhammad Yahya.
Especially the students. Recite a salawat, we will be back, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali
Muhammad wa ali Jafar.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication in which the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, وَخَدَعَتْنِي الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا, and this world with its delusions has deceived me. We said earlier in the previous episodes that we should evaluate this world and the ones who are using it with regard to their thoughts, with regard to their states of mind.
Of course, we might consider two people using this world, working in it, gaining money, etc. But the one who is deceived by its carnal soul, the one who is defeated by his own desires, he is drenched in false dreams. He is polluted in his vices. But the one who considers hereafter, the one who considers the prophets and the infallibles, he is considering this world as a tool to reach the state of closeness and mercy of the Almighty Allah in hereafter. When we have a look at our traditions, we see different infallibles talking about various aspects of this world and what kind of lifestyle we should consider for ourselves in the world. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, Yabna Jundab, O son of Jundab, إن أحببت أن تجاور الجليل في داره وتسكن الفردوس في جواره فلتهن عليك الدنيا. If you like to be Allah's neighbor in his house in the hereafter, if you want to be with him in his paradise, this world should be worthless for you. You see, what sometimes we misunderstand from these words of the Ahlul Bayt is that we think they are saying we should neglect the world. But what they are saying is that although you have to do your best in the world, but you should not consider yourself as the one who is only living in this world and no hereafter exists. You should consider this world only as a tool to make the most of. The Quranic verses, the traditions of the Prophet's household, alayhi wasalam, imply that if the world is employed to do good deeds, if you employ the world to do advantageous performances, if you consider this world as a place to construct the hereafter fruitful, this is a fine, worthy world. If, on the other hand, it is used for badness, it is used for oppression and sins, if it destroys the hereafter, it is indeed a worthless world.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So in general, the goodness or badness of the world depends on the people's ideas, depends on their performances. And if one acts with belief, with morality and good deeds, living in the world is absolutely for his benefit. But if he lives in the world with disbelief, if he is living in the world with idolatry, without morality and with all kinds of wrongdoings, the world is certainly harmful for him. So what we conclude is that it's not possible to judge the world without knowing about the human's relationship with it. And of course, we have to take into consideration the people's performances in it. For those people who the world is considered deceitful, it is said, All badness is gathered in a house whose key is love for the world. Entering the world is easy, but exiting it safely is difficult. If the hereafter were a lasting clay container and the world were a temporary golden one, the hereafter would still be deserved to be loved by the people. However, it is the hereafter that is like a golden and permanent container, and the world is like an ending clay one. In hereafter, and on the last day, sometimes some servants are brought into account, and a caller will call on behalf of Allah that these are the servants who belittled what Allah praised and liked whatever Allah disliked. May the Almighty Allah keep us away from being deceived by the delusions of this world and give us the new look and perspective to consider this world as a tool for hereafter. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are taking our inspiration from the sermon number 168, which Imam Ali alayhi salam gave at the start of the Battle of Siffin. And this actually shows us what is important in Islamic leadership and Islamic governance. What what a leader is supposed to encourage in the people, what Islam wants from the citizens of its, from the citizens, what Islam wants from its citizens. What does Islam want people to have as a quality when they want to fight in a war? This is very important, because today when people go to war, they say the most important quality that a person should have is bravery, let us say, or needs to be strong, needs to have, you know, needs to be agile, needs to have those war, be aware of the war tactics. But Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Usikum bi taqwallah," that I advise you to be pious, to observe piety. Look at the, whole, you know, you can say the whole structure in which Imam Ali alayhi salam is thinking. It's beyond what normal people would think.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Usikum bi taqwallah," and then after that he says, "Fa'innaha khayru ma tawasal ibadu bihi," that I advise you to be pious. Why? Because piety and being wary of God, observing God in every aspect of your life, is the best thing that the servants of God can advise one another with. It is the most beautiful piece of advice that you can gift to your brother. You know, you can sometimes advise many things. You can advise your brother or your sister in many good things, right? But those things are not necessarily the best of things. You can advise them about how to live their life, let's say what to buy, what to sell, how to build their houses, what car to have, you know, what type of exercise to perform, and different types of advice you can give a person. But the best advice that you can give a person is to be pious. فَإِنَّهَا خَيْرُ مَا تَوَاصَ الْعِبَادُ بِهِ. Why is that? Why is taqwa the best? Why is advising someone to be pious the best, is the best advice for them? It is because it is that thing, it is that quality that is going to lead to the perfection of the human being. It is that thing that is causing the human being. It is that thing that is causing the human being to become lofty, to become closer to God, to achieve his purpose in life. It is that quality that is going to make this human being reach the apex of this historical growth that he has been having in the whole of time. So we see that this is something that is so important, and therefore I'm advising him with that. One who is chaste, okay, the one who is pure, living a pure life, living a life of goodness and piety and purity, this is something